Okay, good evening, everyone. After Avram returns from Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us that he and Lot had a parting of ways, and then the very next story that the Torah tells us is the story of the war between the four kings and the five kings. And Rav Hirsch notes, we have 12 entire psukim describing this battle, who the four kings were and who the five kings were, and first they served these ones, and then they rebelled against the other ones, and this is where the battle took place, all of which simply to get to the net result that Avram's uncle Lot is taken captive in the midst of this war, and he needs to go and rescue him. Seems like quite a lot of detail, completely unnecessary detail about who everybody is and who's fighting who. Why is it relevant for us to have all of this instead of just telling us Lot is taken captive and Avram goes and rescues him? So first, there's a number of important comments on what the Torah is hinting at or alluding to in this particular battle. Number one, he points out, as Chazal know, it's the four kings which eventually come and conquer the land, and the four kings are then conquered by Avram. The four kings represent the Arba Malchus. The Chazal always speak about the four kingdoms that are going to rule the world. We're in the midst of the fourth exile, the fourth version of a power dominion that takes over the world. And eventually, after all those four come and take their place in the land of Israel, as is evidence here in this story, Avram eventually will come and clean it up, so to speak, which is what the final days that we're waiting for hinted at in this particular story. But more than that, Rav Hirsch says, what are the first two stories that Avram encounters as he enters this land? Hashem promises him, he leaves his home, he shows up. The first thing that happens, we spoke about last night, is famine. The next thing that happens when he returns back to the land is war. War and famine and war. Says Rav Hirsch, to teach Avram and all of his descendants, the land itself is not inherently materialistically abundant, that it could avoid famines on its own, nor is it a place that will be politically independent throughout the centuries. Indeed, almost every single war that sweeps across Europe involves the land of Eretz Yisrael. It isn't the centerpiece of three continents and is involved from ancient history to modern history. It is always in the center of battles. It does not have an economy that it can live off in its own world. Nobody bothers it. Nobody cares. Nobody fights. It has its own resources. Not the case of the land of Israel. Always in the center of everything. Always in dispute. And it's that land that Hashem says three times a year, every single male citizen of the entire country is going to go to Yerushalayim. Its borders will be open and unprotected. V'cherev lo ya'avor ba'artzechem. Not a sword will pass through your land. It's not a no place that's going to be safe. It's not a no place that's going to be abundant in all of the resources when I bless it. You see what you get. You show up, famine, war, famine. You'll see it's going to be a beautiful land as long as you abide by all of the rules that dictate exactly how this land will go. One other quick point on this episode. At the end of the episode, after Lot is taken captive, the Torah tells us, Vayavoha Palit, a certain person, an escapee, came and told Avram ha'ivri about his uncle, his nephew Lot. The Torah describes as Avram ha'ivri. V'hu shochein be'elonei Mamre. Where was Avram at the time? He was dwelling in the land, the plains of Mamre, who was the brother of Eshkol, Achi Aner, Vehim Bali Bris Avram. Avram had a chevra, he had a squad, a group of friends, Aner, Eshkol, Mamre. And so that's where he was when this person comes and tells Avram, your nephew was taken captive. The first makes two astute observations on the pasuk. Number one, Avram has a chevra. Avram has a group of friends referred to as Baalei Bris. He was in alliance with them. And the Torah describes him as Avram Ha'ivri. He was the Avram from the other side. The other side meaning he remained true to his identity, who he was. He never blended in with his surroundings and said, I need to be like you. I am who I am. I have a mission. And I am always Ha'ivri. I am Shochein Be'elonim. I dwell here. Not the language the Torah uses when Lot goes to live in Sodom. For who Yoshev. He came to live there. He became a part of society. He became a part of the culture. Avram is always an Ivri, and he is a Baal Bris. He is nonetheless part of the alliance of the main players of that area, despite the fact that he remained to Ivri. Says the first, it's not despite the fact, it's because of the fact that he remained true to his mission. And the first then launches into a brief diatribe against the political realities of his day, which was assimilation. And he writes, Avram is the model for all of his children's sake, that whenever they find themselves in a land that's not theirs, strangers, foreigners in exile, the Jew must remain a Jew. First of all, in no way disturbing the peaceful, strange conditions he finds. You're a stranger. This is not your land. You do not take over it and impose your way on the place in which you live. You're the visitor. You are the stranger. You develop and arrange your own Jewish conditions in a way that you need, but never to disturb those of your hosts in which you want. And if you do so, and if you are true to your calling, and you never strip yourself of what that religious and spiritual calling is, your neighbors will want you as part of their alliance. They will seek you out. A Jew who lives like a Jew is the most ideal partner that anyone would want. You don't have to change yourself to want them to want you. You be true to who you are. You remain Avram HaIvri. This is not my land. I'm the other. And I remain true to who I am as the other. And those, as long as you're just a shachein, you're just a neighbor, it's not my place. I don't need to be like you or one. I want to be who I am. They will come to become Ba'alei Bris. They will seek you out. And they will see every pure human being, in one line from a person inside, every pure human being finds in pure and complete Judaism the most perfect conception of a human being. You need to be nothing more than a true, good Jew, and every pure human being around you will see in that. That's who I want my alliance with. And that's Avram's modeling to us how he lived in the land of Canaan, which was at that point still not yet his home, promised to him, but not yet him. He was a stranger in a foreign land, and shows us how to live as strangers in foreign lands.